You're listening to the show about interdimensional glory holes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
These like eye-like spheres of perfect void blackness,
wow,
kind of like are shimmering all over, and like first their like gaze is fixed on Roscoe, and then like just before they flash out of existence, they look in the distance and fix on you. And maybe there's something about what they see in you that makes them flash out like that. I don't know. Maybe that's up to Eric.
Maybe.
So maybe Bathwack is maybe Bathwack is more Aragorn than Pippin. I don't know.
Whoa.
No, that's unsettling. We'll come back to that later. Because this barn is on fire.
Yeah.
And it's the nearest thing to me, and I just saw Will run into it. And
so it must be perfectly safe.
Get out of there, Will! There's a fight!
Oh, how could I? Let's see, five. Each one of these is five, right?
Yep.
30. Crap.
30 crap.
I can't even get there fast enough. All right. Well, I can get right up to the edge of the barn. It looks like Bathwack is riding an escalator. That's what it looks like. He comes down.
Oh, I love that. So
and then weird. And then when his feet contact the ground, he starts running toward the building.
Okay.
Wait. If I run, then I can't do anything, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, run is an action.
Yeah.
You would still have a bonus action left, but you if you don't have an action to spend, you might as well.
Let's see. So from where I am now, like right up here, what do I see?
The side of the flaming stable.
Okay, I don't see anyone inside.
Not from where you are. You don't think you would be able to.
And there's no door there or anything on this side?
Mm-mm.
All right, so I have to run around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then that pretty much decides it, I guess. So then I'll just heal myself.
Okay. Alrighty, Scarecrow's turns.
Get out of here.
So these two scarecrows are gonna go up to Roscoe.
Get out of here.
That's one scarecrow and a dog.
Oh shit, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that scarecrow's gonna go up.
Oh, the scarecrow, Roscoe didn't get to help, so he will get to do that.
Oscar.
That
should have been an
Oscar.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
It's all right. Stick and move. poor
if you
Eric.
Stick and move, stick then and I can move, just add it.
Stick and move. Guys, I'm so smart. Did you hear how I just said all that the right way? Thanks, editor.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, so Roscoe is going to take, well, first, Oscar. No, I meant Roscoe.
Okay.
Yeah, he meant it that time. He meant
I meant Roscoe.
Okay. I was like, what is happening? Something very normal, unfortunately.
Oscar gets to try to bite this scarecrow first. And that's a 19 plus enough. That scarecrow is gone.
Good job, nice. Oscar.
Uh-huh. And now Mo is going to take a bunch of hits. Maybe. Potentially. All right, so that's a hit, a miss, a hit, a miss. So that's two hits, okay. A miss, a miss, a miss, and a hit. So three hits. So Mo is going to take, so 5, 8, 13... So Mo under you, Rafina, collapses to the ground.
No.
But he as he like, I mean, he like goes to one knee and sets you down and then kind of passes out on the ground.
That's amazing.
Bleeding under the ground.
I just healed you.
All right, Sin is going to try to, Will, next to you, wrench open the stall door and fails to do so. Rafina, oh my, you are down on the ground. Mo is bleeding out underneath you. There are four scarecrows around you. What are you doing?
Well, I can't do everything at once. I only have one turn.
It's true. Just like life.
No.
You only have one day.
Wow. What the fuck? What? Is that a threat?
No, day you only have one day. Oh, you know, like day. You feel like you need to do everything like all at once? No. You only have X amount of hours. In this case, you have 6 seconds.
Oh my god.
You can't fold all the laundry and make dinner and buy toothpaste. What are you doing?
I'm going to watch TV.
I thought you were like talking about us as mayflies. Like we only live for 24
That's
hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a whole David Ives play?
You
about
can
that?
Fuck 12 times. What are you doing?
Whoa.
Wow.
I am assuming. I don't know how often
in 6 seconds?
Have sex.
How long does it take a mayfly to fuck?
That's the great question.
Ask Urban Dictionary.
Aristotle once asked himself. But the real question is, what is Rafina doing?
Rafina is thinking very fast, as fast as Rafina can think. Hang on.
That's fast.
Hang on. Everyone hang on.
Okay.
I'm hanging on.
Hang on.
Hang in there, kitty.
Hang on. Okay, here we go. Useless, but interesting. All right.
Nice. How many fjords are in Norway?
All right. Well,
how deep is the Dead Sea?
Okay, so Rafina pulls out the brass kazoo. It's an instrument of illusion. She's going to use thaumaturgy to put her voice through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to have some sort of concentrated power.
What is your intention?
Well, she's furious. Because Mo is hurt.
Jesus.
And she does not like what is happening. Mm-hmm. Right when she thought that things were banished and she was going to get to go and see what's going on with the horsey, she still has to deal with the scarecrows.
Okay.
So, she's mad and is ready. So she's sort of being a little impulsive.
All right. Give me an Arcana check with advantage, thanks to your use of the brass kazoo.
I like that Eric asked that like an overprotective father asking his daughter's date, like, what
is
your
intention
with my scarecrows? What is your intention with my creatures that are fighting your party?
Wait, did you say with advantage?
Yeah.
You did. Okay, hang on.
I'm like that character actor from... you rolled a 2... And then you rolled a 2.
What the fuck?
Didn't I get a special thing for that?
Yeah, you rolled a 2 both times.
Exactly. On Rafina's waist.
Oh, no.
Gosh, what am I supposed to do with that?
I know, for reals. I mean,
Abby needs to fail.
You feel Mo's blood squelching under your shoes as you're playing on a kazoo.
When I roll 1s, I'm lucky because I'm a halfling.
Yeah. 2 is the worst thing you could roll.
Yeah, I've rolled so 2 2s.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing.
Yeah.
When I'm only rolling 1. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's how bad you did, Abby.
For it. Really I wanted to talk you into it.
But you know what? It's kind of interesting, Abby, because Rafina failing doesn't happen often, and I would like to know why Rafina would fail in this moment?
Well, because she's overcome. She's overcome.
Yeah.
And she's not able to really, you know, focus carefully because she's, like I said, she's exasperated with the situation. Yeah. So there's just a lot of noise, and maybe the little piece of wax paper or the wheat or the reed or whatever flies out of the kazoo. So it doesn't go so well.
Now we need a quest to fix the kazoo. Yep. Okay, I'm writing it down.
You still a move and a bonus action.
Oh my gosh.
If you care.
This is torture. With the bonus action, she's going to heal Mo, but she's not going anywhere.
Okay, cool. So as we established in the past, that I think it's 8 hit points, and you get 3.
Yeah.
I love how all of us have just abandoned Rafina and Mo over on that side of the inn.
I really thought you were going to say Mo abandoned any hope that Rafina will follow any sort of rules. D&D rules.
We count on you.
Yeah, that you play D&D in my... I've said this before, but I think it's like how the true spirit of D&D is intended. It's to fucking make a story that's cool and like to not break the game, but like... be cool and let everyone be else interesting be cool at the same time. Yes, you're so
don't be boring.
So
you win D&D.
Rafina,
sure.
Below your feet, Mo blinks.
Oh, so good.
And he feels your healing power flow into him, and he says, "Rafina, you god." And with the way he rolls, he takes out his dagger and he slashes all through the feet of all 4 scarecrows surrounding you.
Oh,
and
amazing.
They all come tumbling to the ground in a heaps of straw and burlap and whatever else they're made of. And he says, "Come on!" And he picks you back up on his shoulders and stands up and runs around the corner of the inn.
Yay! Fun. That's a good roll.
They were very good rolls. Including a... All right.
Wow.
Will, the flames are licking at you. I need you to give me a dex saving throw.
Oh, dang it. This dumb horse. I'm not going to die for a horse.
Seems like you are.
No, I'm fucking not. Will still thinks there's a big bad folk of 18.
God damn it. All right, what are you doing?
God damn it, you want to kill me or something?
Maybe.
All right, cool. So what cool. Will is going to do, because he's like, this fucking idiot needs to just go and not look at this horse anymore and just focus on the fight. So I'm going to reach over to the horse's like head. Do you think the horse is probably, where would the horse be? Can I reach?
Yeah, it's right there. It's trying to get out.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to reach like and grab the horse's mane, and I'm going to cast polymorph.
Okay.
And I'm just going to polymorph it into something small that I can put in my pocket that won't move fast, which I guess is like a baby turtle. I've tried to think about this before. I've turned Roscoe into a turtle or something, or I tried to. And
you did something to... Yeah, the dog Roscoe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like what else, like Will, again, I've always said, Will doesn't know a lot of animals. Mm-hmm. He's not a big animal guy. He doesn't give a shit. And mm-hmm. so like the animals he knows are like ones you can eat or ones that's in a city. And other than that, he's like, what the fuck is that?
It's a pigeon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. But Bathwax is a turtle, and there's so many turtle stuff going on. So I think turtle is fine. And I think I've said before that it was like from a book or a story. It's more like a cartoon, mm-hmm. It's definitely a box turtle looking, and it's tiny. It's a little baby turtle. Mm-hmm. So does the horse have to save against the
this snow? Horse is terrified, and it doesn't know you're trying to help it.
Oh, shit.
All right. This horse is a turtle.
Okay, good. All right. I put it in my pocket, and I just fucking like hit this guy on the back of his head, and I point, and I start running out the barn.
Flying or running?
Oh, flying. If I can go faster. Wait,
who do you hit on the back of the head?
Sin.
This stupid Sin guy. Like,
Will, you trying to steal the horse?
No, I'm trying to get stupid Sin out of
horse
the barn.
Thief.
So is Will, he, like, freaking out?
So Sin is trying to get his horse out. And I'm trying to get Sin to join the battle because the last I knew, Bathwick was about to fight a scarecrow and you banished this giant scarecrow, but I think it's coming back soon because that's what you've said before about the spell and you didn't say anything that it's not coming back. So Will is like, we need all the help we can get. Let's get this idiot out of here. This stupid horse is now a turtle in my pocket.
All right.
Understood.
So Sin sees you do this and relatively easily follows your instructions, command, and follows you out of the flaming barn back into the fresh air. Bathwick, you round the corner and see Will stumble out. A little smoky, but doesn't seem none the worse for wear.
Can I ask a question, though? Wasn't there another animal in the barn? Will is not going to care, unfortunately, but I just wasn't there. Didn't Bathwick see two animals in the barn? Am I wrong?
I don't remember that.
As far as I
don't remember.
I thought it was another horse or a pony or a donkey or something. No?
I don't think so.
So only this horse. Okay, good.
Right, unless good. I said so something. So I don't have to be
fictionally sad there's a random fictional horse.
As far as Eric is aware, there was a horse in the barn that got turned into a turtle that was taken out by you.
Okay, all right.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, nothing.
Guess what? No, something is up.
Oh, no, what?
Guess what, Eric?
What, KT?
There were two horses. In episode 322, Liar's Dice, at 17 minutes, about that mark, Bathwack investigates the barn, and there are two horses.
Dun, dun, dun!
Sometimes when you play D&D, minuscule things happen, and you make up descriptions on the spot, and you fucking forget your descriptions when you play a week later or multiple weeks later.
You create a living creature, and then all of a sudden it winks out of existence later on.
That poor horse, maybe it didn't wink out of existence. Maybe it broke out the barn door. It's still running in the hills. We'll encounter it in some future.
Still on fire.
No, the horses weren't on fire. This is what, I shouldn't have involved Eric in this note. I should have said, there was only one horse. It was only Lacrimose, but there was another horse. Let's name him. Horse. What was the other horse?
Jill.
Lacrimose and Jill. Jill, if you're out there, give us a 5-star review and tell us what you're doing now. Are you eating hay?
Is Jill running a pastry shop with Nick?
That one goes out to Monty. But seriously, it doesn't matter. But you know what? When I was editing, it bothered me. Mm-hmm. There were two horses. I know Mark Justin is paying attention. I know Mark Justin would be like, you guys, there were two horses. What happened to the other one? But you know what happened? The horse's name is Jill, and it ran away.
Yeah.
It escaped the scarecrows. It's living a happy life in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah.
It's great.
It busted out of there. There's a horse-shaped hole in the back of Jill's stall,
but we didn't see it because the barn was burning down, so it didn't matter.
Yep.
Guys, a loophole closed.
Dun dun dun. That's the closed sound.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah,
you should record that. Well, we are recording it, but you should put it on your soundboard for when a door closes. You know, you have a sound for everything opening. Oh, you don't have your soundboard up. I was gesturing for you to make the sound of the cement scraping. All right, guys, this note is way too long, and it's really only something
we're
for
just padding
who
our
care.
Episode length.
Fuck.
For the sponsors.
The sponsors. We have so many sponsors.
Yeah.
Cheap, cheap.
Bump, cheap, bump, cheap. Bump.
I
don't know if I said something in the moment last week. It was not included in the villanelle, so I'm going to say it's not canon.
My love for animals is one of the hardest things that I sometimes have to deal with.
Lacrimose is not real.
I know, but I love animals so much, and Will does not give a fuck if a house.
He doesn't care if Sin dies.
He barely cares. Yes, he barely cares, so...
All right, so you guys are now out of initiative.
Woohoo!
Yes!
All right, Roscoe yells out. He's looking around. He's seeing if there are any other scarecrows around. He doesn't see any. And he says, "Ha ha! You thought you could kill us? That's what we call a straw man fallacy." It would have been better if I hadn't said fallacy.
Fallacy.
I saw your face fall as you pronounced that word.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty sad. Will,
but still is... pretty good though, right? That's what you call a straw man fallacy.
KT, keep the first one.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no, that was not a different take. I don't give a shit.
And Will is running out and just making sure that, well, he's asking Rafina, like, when does it come back? Like, what are we doing with this fucking huge thing?
Why didn't you brain text me? I would have told you. It's done. It's not coming back.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Is there anything else to kill?
Nope.
Bathpack's going to go for a quick jog. They came from the north, right?
Away. Bathpack!
Yeah, yeah. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. No! Stop just leaving! What the fuck?
They came from somewhere, right?
Yes, so what? You're going to run out into this giant field? Look where we are! We're in the middle of nowhere! Don't just run off!
Can I see for a long... It's nighttime. Right?
Rolling grasslands. It is dark. You, rolling with your robe, have dark vision. You don't see anything immediately around you. But you know what? Everybody.
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Yes.
And then I have to pee. 20 for Will.
Yes.
13 for Bathwack.
Hey, Bathwack, that's pretty good for Bathwack.
It's not bad
that's
for Bathwack. Good. And that is a Roscoe, and it's a 13 for Rafina, even though she's still on advantage. That's fine.
Can we honestly just say that the crit fail is why Roscoe said Foalacy?
Nope, that was Adam.
It was Adam.
God damn it.
I do have to pee, though. So I'll be back. Let's take a break.
All right, you think about what the crit fail means. I have to pee, too.
Yeah, pee break. It's okay.
Okay, let's do that.
All of you are out of the stable. Combat is over. You're out of initiative. It's still on fire, the stable. You don't see the horse, but you do see Sin. Will knows where the horse is, so does Sin.
All right. Roscoe yells out, "Hey, Sin! Hay is for horses! Ah, damn it!"
What? No, Will has the horse. Will has Lacrimose. Right, Will?
Yes, your horse is fine. What?
Thank
you. There was a giant scarecrow out here, and you're running in to save an old weird horse.
Yes, my horse, Lacrimose.
Yeah, so important, right? You know, setting the whole inn on fire with people inside.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, but if it had happened because you decided to go save a horse instead of the people, is all I'm saying. Whatever! And I take out the turtle and I just put it on the ground and I walk away.
How long does polymorph last?
But also, like...
A minute?
Oh, shoot. Now you're going to make me lose my train.
I'll look it up. You keep talking.
It's an hour.
Oh, okay.
He is a turtle for a horse now, so...
Have we resolved Roscoe's crit... fail perception?
Oh, I told you all to do that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. That's what we ended on.
Shit.
Yeah. There we go.
No, we did not. Do you have an idea or no?
Well, I think that's why he said horses instead of horses.
Okay. I'll accept that.
So it affects his speaking.
What was the perception on for?
I didn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Well, if
sorry.
Perception... Okay. Okay. Here's my argument.
Okay.
Perception includes sight, smell,
yep,
touch,
uh-huh,
and something else in there, and taste.
Wow. Something Hearing. Else, some other things, various nonsensical things that our body
so does. he tasted the word horses in his mouth, and it tasted bad. That's why he tripped over it.
Okay, yep.
Okay,
makes sense.
Wait a second, everybody. Wait, whoa. Does anybody hear that? Will spins around, like, and tries to pinpoint where the fuck the voice is coming from.
What, Will hears voices?
Yes,
yeah, Will you hear me talking. I'm talking Will's... right now.
Shut up, Roscoe!
Oh.
Oh.
I literally only say that to Roscoe. Please keep talking if you want to, Adam.
No.
I want to be able to determine which direction I hear the cackling.
Give me another perception roll. That's a three. You're not sure.
I'm spinning around like
the
like
rain
I'm
has basically died off at this point, but there's a raging fire near you. It's hard to pinpoint anything.
Okay, so he moves away. Oh, I can't. What the hell is going on with a square? Okay. He moves like he flies up. I don't know how to mark myself that I'm up in the sky, but I'm trying to fly not too far up, but above the roof, seeing if I can see wherever the heck that's what I'm doing now. So,
okay. So Will seems to be distracted by something. Says, does anybody hear that? And then flies up into the sky.
Oh. Where is he? I'm going to follow him because I can.
Yep, you can. Feels great.
That's so good. Even with the barn on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Is no one trying to put the barn out?
No.
How are we going to put the... No. Can you put the barn out?
No one has yet said they are.
How long can you pee for from up there?
Will would yell out to watch out. There's someone out there. He would say that to whoever. He would yell that as he's flying up, if Bathwack's flying up as well. He doesn't want to leave Rafina and Roscoe like and Mo just without a clue. He's saying that. He can't figure out where it's coming from, but he's trying to warn them. So if anyone else wants to roll a perception check or whatever to see if you can find out what it was all about, maybe we can prevent ourselves from fucking dying.
What do you want us to do?
Nobody wants to metagame.
Okay, fine. But I said that Will says it.
Nobody wants to.
So probably Roscoe has like some kind of like mustard that extinguishes fire.
Of course he does, right?
Wow.
Yeah, like water mustard.
If you don't shake the mustard before you squeeze it out of the squeezy, there's a
mustard
little bit of water.
Mustard water.
And he has a container just for that. How often does he collect?
We like to call it in our land, we call it the tears of the hot dog.
It's how he keeps hydrated. It's how he keeps hydrated across long distances when he's walking. He has a bag of mustard water like strapped around his back, and there's a tube that he like can put in his mouth to just kind of like stay hydrated with mustard water. But like he takes out the tube and he uses it to spray mustard water onto the fire.
Wow. All right,
that's good to know.
That's good to know.
That's good to know. But like, and it's not, you know, obviously it's not a lot of water, but the type of mustard from which this mustard water is derived
is highly flammable.
No, it's the opposite.
Oh. Wow.
You know what it is? It's mustard that sucks the oxygen out of things. Because doesn't fire need oxygen?
Yes.
It's deoxygenated mustard.
Innating mustard.
Deoxygenated
mustard. And
wow. Some fermentation process must be that. It's there like must you guys be a think that you can just there. Like
say an idea and then tack on the shtick that all of your characters have to it, and I'll be like, yeah, that sounds great.
Wait, what shtick?
Amazing.
It's a deoxygenated mustache.
I really think it has to be deoxygenating because it's not already deoxygenated.
It does both.
Performing a deoxygenation.
It's a deoxygenating turtle.
The deoxygenation is transitive.
Sure, that's what Isaac Newton said.
After all this, I'm going to go blow the fire out with my cloaca.
He's going to queef it out, you guys.
Queef it out!
Queef it out!
queef it out.
Oh my Is Mark Jessam going to have a conversation with us about how to spell queef? Because I'm not sure.
Oh, is it British?
Probably like a weird
U in there
somewhere.
Do they have an extra U in queef?
Yes, definitely.
Q-U-E-U-E-F.
Q-U-E-U-E-F. Q-U-E-U-E-F. Q-E-U-E-F.
Oh, man. I wish I'd thought it through to that point.
Maybe it's just two U's. Q-U-U-E-E-F.
I was thinking, is it going to be E-E or is it going to be E-A? Will there be an E at the end?
What the fuck is that?
For the record,
if
you're not going to let the mustard water be effective, then after a little bit, Roscoe is just going to start drinking the mustard water.
Right. Okay, that definitely happens.
I hope you noticed the blame. I think you're supposed to feel some guilt there, Aaron.
Yeah, and this is your fault.
You're not even going to let? You're not even going to let?
Like, D&D is a game of imagination.
You got to let.
And if you can't even
my mustard camel pack exists.
Mustard camel. There's the title. Oh, my God. And mustard art. Camel pack. Wow. Whew.
So, Will, the sound is getting louder.
Oh, okay.
And all of you, now you can hear it.
Uh-oh.
It's coming from the north.
Okay.
Okay.
Wipeout.
In the air?
Yep,
in the...
wipeout.
Is it the leprechaun again?
It does sound like that.
It doesn't sound like Pharrella.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little deeper, a little fuller.
Ooh. Gross.
Yeah, that's right. So something's coming. All of you.
Oh, great.
What are you doing?
Roscoe takes a long rest.
Nice, yep.
Those don't exist in this world.
So the thing that was coming didn't actually come yet. You guys!
I'm giving you some time.
Yeah, Will, like, flies back down to everyone and is like, all right, if this were, like... a time to do some kind of battle stance where we all prepare for battle. This is the time, I think, because something is coming here and we're all here and what the fuck do we do? Your Majesty? I look at Bathwack.
Will, can we go get some glimpse of what's making that noise?
I tried. I didn't see anything. Where the fuck is it coming from? I think we should just make sure that we are ready. Does anyone need healing or whatever?
Oh, I forgot about healing. I was so crappy about the battle.
Rafina! What about the Sin dumb guy? Is he burned? Are you burned, idiot?
Well, I've got Mo's maybe a better little. Now. Oh, okay. How's
I
the horse?
I have 8 hit points!
Oh no!
I'm good.
Oh no! That
oh,
can't be
Mo.
Good. All right, what is this? It's this Juliet, whatever the fuck. What was the name on the paper?
Oh yeah.
It's got to be this dumb lady. Who is this person?
Juliet Rusher.
Juliet Rusher. She's fucking laughing. What is she psycho? Bathwick. Who is this person?
I have no idea.
Doesn't
right?
like you.
Right.
It's coming from the north.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Roscoe... Oh, all right, okay. Okay, here's the plan. I'm going to hide over there.
You look in a different position
yes,
you point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And once she appears, I'm going to light her up.
Yeah? With what?
I'm going to make her glow light with her my up? Spell. The spell that I can cast to light them up so that they're very visible and it makes it easier for you to hit them.
Okay. But who is this person? She is
who
a
cares?
Command... What do you mean who cares?
Clearly a threat.
If
now
she is commanding an entire army, she is probably a fucking badass, okay? The person who is at the top is gonna be something to deal with, Will says, hoping that somebody thinks the same thing about him.
All right, if we're not going to go look, then I'm going to land and sit down and close my eyes. and summon Steed.
Yay!
10 whole ass minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah. If we've got it, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. We're all looking around.
I can't interpret the look on Eric's face.
He's got something in his eye.
Okay. Maybe he's like expecting us to do something. Are we supposed to know something? Is there anything we're forgetting, metagaming wise? Anything?
Well,
right. The barn is burning down.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully, there's... the children are still sleeping.
Right. And
oh,
there's
crap.
A... Yeah. Like.
And we're in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. And like, yeah, there's one building to sleep in, so it better not be on fire at all.
I mean, also. We could just, I mean, but we don't want to retreat. We don't want to, right? Because we're protecting the people in the inn.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Okay. I don't want to leave.
Right.
All right.
All right. Will flies up and is like, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
All right. So it sounds like you guys are ready. You're just waiting there.
Yep.
Yes.
The tension builds. The rain has stopped. The fire is blazing. You all can tell the stable's probably beyond saving at this point.
It's not blazing as much as before, right? Because of the
mustard.
The mustard water.
Is mustard flammable?
I mean, there's vinegar in it, so.
So, yes?
So, I don't know.
All right, let's Google it.
All right.
Okay,
Google. We all agree the stable is a lost cause.
Is mustard flammable? It is not really combustible.
Mm.
Its vapors are heavier than air, mm-hmm. are very toxic, and can be absorbed. Oh, this is mustard gas. Ooh.
Oh, mustard gas. Oh, okay. you violated the Geneva Convention. That's
oh, no! Not again!
Not again!
I wonder...
Yep, mustard gas, Roscoe.
Ooh, I'm suddenly worried. I'm worried that maybe by staying here, we're actually making it worse for the people in the building.
I know, but you know what?
But I don't know.
I'm not going.
We don't
away from
have
the
information.
Yeah,
we just. Don't.
Yeah, that is something that's nagging at your anxiety, Bathwack, as you're casting this ritual. Just live in that uncomfortable.
And we're just still, like, nothing is happening. Will is going to shout out something like,
you
like,
hear this cackling still in the
King
distance.
King Bathwack's going to kick your fucking ass!
All right, you shout that, and it's like, it's been a while, but the cackling is starting to get louder. And all of a sudden, swooping through the air, illuminated by the flames of this stable, is a figure on a broom.
Oh my god.
Nuh-uh.
A figure in flowing purple robes with a purple pointy hat. This figure you see is a gorgeous green-skinned half-orc swooping through the sky.
Wow.
Majestically. High above all of you. Bathwax Steed is about to pop into existence. She's laughing just full-throatedly, joyously.
Wow.
Full-bodiedly laughing.
Surrender, Dorothy.
That's right.
So this was a Wizard of Oz thing all along.
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
I thought I was making a joke last time.
Jeez.
I almost had my spiritual guardian come through and be the Tin Man. So I'm on the same wavelength.
She's just laughing and she's right next to us? Or
Well, high
I'm
above.
Up in the air. I'm up in the air.
She's higher up.
All right.
How high
does she say anything first? Or?
Like 45 feet or so. I'm picturing Will like 10 or 15 feet up. Does that sound?
No, because I was looking for this voice, so I'd be flying. But sure, like probably no more than like 25 feet, is rare where he would go.
She's like to the north and a little bit higher than you are.
Okay.
She's, how dare you enter or attempt to enter my realm?
Well, Roscoe's sticking to his plan. He's casting Fairy Fire on her.
Ooh.
Okay. Dex save. What's your DC?
14.
She passes. So you attempt to concentrate and illuminate her with brilliant lavender light, but you fail to get a lock, basically. She seems to be somewhat hard to focus on mentally.
Oh, that means I didn't use my spell slot, right?
Oh, you definitely... Maybe you used two.
I mean, that was my last spell slot, so...
That was... Okay, then, yeah, okay. You used it.
I am going to... Like, as soon as I see this lady, mm-hmm. Will's only fucking contribution to this goddamn campaign is finding out what the motivations...
Ooh, do I get to use my emotion wheel?
...are. So what I'm going to do is something I've never done, and you can tell me whether I can do it or not, and that's okay if I can't. But you know this spell that I haven't cast in a while because I know you really kind of like hated it because it was kind of like a...
you sent me an emotion wheel. Is this about your...
Oh, yes. It's about my true strike.
Modified cantrip.
My modified true strike, which I don't even see. There it is. I haven't cast this in a while because I know it intimidates you.
Listen, you sent me an
emotion
wheel.
But what I want to do, and I probably can't do it. I don't even know, actually. I can't remember. Can I do this as a sorcerer? Can I... Will is... He is very much...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to... This is my role-playing. This is Bathwax Realm, okay? Like, he is mega curious. Like, who is this lady? Why is Bathwax a half-orc, apparently? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? This lady is a half-orc, or did you say an orc? Half-orc? Mm-hmm. Like, why is Bathwax a different person? Who is this woman? What does she want right now? Is she just, like, upset that anybody entered her realm? Or is she mad that it's Bathwack? And what is her Bathwackian drive? Will wants to know, did this lady fuck Bathwack? Is Bathwack, like, an ex that she fucking hates? Like, what is happening? So what I'm doing is I am heightening it, which gives her disadvantage on her saving throw. And I don't even know if we made it so that there is a saving throw. Let's see. Do we see a saving throw?
True Strike is different from... There's another spell you have that's...
That's read thoughts or whatever. Yeah, what I really wanted is, like, I want Will to be able to read her. Like, unfortunately, maybe D&D is not the right system for me in what I'm trying to determine right now.
Listen, I've got my emotion wheel. I'm ready.
It's like, so you're saying I need to cast something different.
Not
you're saying I need to cast...
So True Strike is your magic grants you a brief insight into the target. Oh, you're going straight to it.
No, I thought no, but I what I want is more like Will using his gut in this moment. What he's trying to gather is something that, like, even in his previous life, he was good at. Is like looking at somebody and knowing what the fuck is this person's motivation. Like, why?
Like, that's
if there
more
is
like
anything,
True
right? And that's why I cast. That's why I picked that one.
So, per the writing
is
that
there
we
any
did,
juicy detail
your
I
magic
can
grants
get.
You a brief insight into the target's character.
Yeah.
Social status, position, turn-offs, personality, background, favorite drink. On your next turn, you gain advantage on your first intimidation, persuasion, deception, insight, or sleight of hand roll involving the target. Providing that the spell has
if there's
ended.
Anything I can get to, like, all right. help Bathwack in this situation.
You... With a cantrip True Strike that you don't have to save, you believe that Juliet Rusher is fearful.
We haven't determined that this creature is Juliet Rusher.
Oh, yeah,
not
that's right. We don't even know. But
this
I assumed it was this figure.
Is fearful.
Yeah, if you want to not put that in
you
the
you guys
podcast.
Aren't going to introduce yourself. It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, I assume that's what Will assume. That's why he said,
"Ho there, person."
Yeah. What's up? What's your name?
I will not tell you.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
So, yeah, you get advantage on those checks.
Cool.
On your next turn. Bathwack, Rafina, what are you doing?
Healing people as fast as I can because it's.
You can. You get basically a combat turn. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm healing. So let's do mass healing word.
Which thing are you healing?
You guys.
Up to 6 creatures of your choice within range, within 60 feet. Up to 6. Which
raise your hand if you need some healing.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's all of you.
Yeah.
Sin does. Everybody does.
Yeah. Is there enough for me to heal me too?
You're gonna get an extra 5 thanks to your life domain.
Hooray. 8 hit points. There you go, guys.
Sweet.
Okay. Bathwack?
I mean, I guess I'm just gonna wait for a steed.
All right.
Do I have enough time? I mean,
yeah, basically if you want to take the rest of this time, yes, steed can be available to you.
All right. Then that's what I'll do.
Let me give you a token for steed. Where is he? There he is. And why don't I give you a icon for this figure that some of you assumed is Juliet Rusher for some reason.
Some of you assumed.
For some reason.
There we go.
Woo! What the fuck? What is that? Okay, I'm zooming in. Who is that? What icon did you pick? Who is that? What is that? Bondage witch? Who is this? Look at that outfit.
Full disclosure.
What's up, Juliet?
That's a character from Magic the Gathering.
But love I've changed the colorization on it. Nerd. I love you.
Wow.
That's Tasha.
How's the scale?
Wow.
She's like a normal size.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to show you.
Oh.
All right, so she says, Zatras has already promised me the throne, and you will not get in my way. Cross the border into Gully's End, and you will pay the price.
Maybe I'll yell up to her since Steed is here, I hope.
He is.
Zantras will use you as long as it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Zantras can use me all he wants. If he gives me this land as mine, then none of you will stand in my way.
Very well.
Ooh. Well, too bad. You're a little late. Some of us have already made other deals with Zantras, honey.
No. These deals are null and void. He has no further use for this one.
Oh, are you sure about that?
I am.
Oh, you must be very sure.
I have his word. The rain starts to pick up again. And she seems visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Will, can I can I cast a little spell to make it look like Bathwack has a crown on?
What do you have in mind?
I have seeming, prestidigitation can't do something that complicated, I don't think. It's a minor magic. So I would think major image, which can make something really large, but I don't think it needs
major
to be
image
large.
Totally works.
No larger than a 20-foot cube. What I
it's
want
big, and it can be so sound and
but
everything.
It says 120 feet. Major. Am I within range of Bathwack? I totally am.
You totally are.
I would cast major image and make it look like Bathwack has like a crown, but almost like it's just like the shimmer of a crown. It's like it's like, hey, we're talking about showmanship here. He's like, oh, did a little secret get passed? Uh-huh. Oh,
like if someone has a crown fetish, they're totally turned on
like,
by
that. But he's doing it in a way that it's kind of like cyclical. So just to make sure she can see it, like, I don't know, maybe there's already something happening that you're not aware of. We've been in business with Zantras for a while.
No. He has promised me, and you dare not step closer to Gully's End.
Gully's End is my home.
Not anymore. It's mine.
You won't keep me away.
You have no business here.
Bathwack, I thought you weren't a king.
Wait, why are you saying that?
Because it sounds like you're contesting the throne.
Ooh.
She's just not going to keep us out of Gully's End.
But what was the first thing? Like, why is she worried about us? entering her realm, she's, the woman is visibly like, look at the warts trembling on her face. There is a problem here.
Oh my God, those warts, says Will.
Why does she, hey, excuse me, Mrs. Witch, what about us gives you the sense that we're going to cause you problems?
Are you coming into Gully's End?
But don't other people come into Gully's End too?
Not you.
But why not us?
She knows we're a threat.
But that's a secret. We're not supposed to let them know that.
Xantris knows all.
Man, he's a problem.
This is my land. Get thee hence.
Where is she right now? Like, is she still high floating up. High up?
Yep.
On a you said like 45?
Yep.
Feet? Well, okay. So during all this interaction, Roscoe, who wasn't hiding, I would like to suggest that Roscoe's doing something. And you'll have to forgive me for wanting to do something that, strictly speaking, rules as written, Roscoe really shouldn't be able to do.
Convince me.
Well, the one thing he hasn't used up so far since his last rest is any of his wild shapes. And I think that there's really only one shape that makes sense for him to turn into right now. And that would be
a manatee.
A lion?
A dugong.
A flying monkey.
A flying monkey. Yay! Okay.
Which does exist in D&D.
Yeah. Oh, really? And,
well, at least according to, like, I've been Googling, like, it's a 5e monster. Awesome. Now, there are specific reasons why he, strictly speaking, should not be able to, but he has seen flying monkeys before in the circus. And maybe there, I would argue that he's able to turn into a flying creature because of he has some residual like surge of that magical energy from the weird mystic step moment. Anyway, he's kind of turned into a flying monkey, especially she's saying like, you know, you won't take one more step into Gully's End. I would like him to say, well, that's good for us because we are not walking. And he turns into a flying monkey with Rudy in hand. And flies up. And I would love if there's like I know he can't talk as a flying monkey though, can he?
No.
But he's scream. communicated.
Seriously.
All right. But he's kind of like shown this is a lot.
R2-D2.
He's communicated like he showed like I don't know who could he have been, who is most likely to maybe be paying attention to Roscoe? And who would remember the magical words to
well, you're across Ruby. The way from me, and I missed Roscoe's earlier thing. You're like right directly across. So if he's going to jump at the witch, like maybe I would see it. I'm up in the, well, I mean, she's up in the sky.
Oh,
right? Like,
and you're the one who.
So I'm up in the sky too.
Yeah, like, yeah, 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 yeah. And you're the one who also has an inflatable thing. So you might have actually memorized the words to transform Rudy. I know this is a lot, but I think we're not walking. Flying monkey, Rudy in hand, with the plan being that Will is going to say the rhyme to turn Rudy into RV and drop it on Juliet Rusher from above.
Oh my God.
Also, I have to speak with animals.
Well, that we had message cantrip. So during all this, it's like, message cantrip. Will, do you remember the words for Rudy?
Did I actually don't know if I ever heard them.
It's crucifer me, crucifer us. Rudy, won't you transport us?
Is that what? Did he say that in front of
yeah.
all of us?
Yeah. Yep. That's right. So great. I love it.
I don't know if it works if I say it. Are you sure that it works if I say it?
Oh, it'll work. Here I go.
Oh, fuck.
And that's when he says, well, luckily for us, we're not walking. Flying up over her.
All right. There's a flying monkey covered in mustard flying at you, Will. You've been reminded of the magic words. What do you say?
Okay, so he, what was happening? Sorry, my weird brain makes, it was that we were all kind of talking shit and then Roscoe sends Will a message? Because, yeah. Wait, does Roscoe have message?
Sure.
Because I can't, you can't.
Here's the thing, Roscoe is shows you Rudy.
This does not. Okay, yes. Okay, this is what happens. Roscoe shakes Rudy.
Yeah.
And if I recall, Rudy has googly eyes on it. Yep. So he's shaking a rutabaga with googly eyes
and
on
he's
it.
And he's gesturing. He's gesturing like.
But it's. Yeah, it's not Roscoe, though. It's a flying monkey holding a.
Well, not yet. Before he turns into a flying monkey.
Yeah, right. Like, right before he screams. Oh,
while Rafina was like talking,
but I
through.
Feel like Will is like halfway through, like
right.
this,
and he's... so like you, Johnny, come lately, message Roscoe and are like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And you get this in response of the what to say to activate Rudy.
Okay, all right,
and so you can say it, but you might be a little late.
You see him, Roscoe, turn into a flying monkey, and he's swooping around. The witch, and he's holding
swooping. I mean, he's a flying monkey. He's jumping at the witch. You're not a condor. You're a monkey.
Sure.
Let's be clear.
Okay.
Rutabaga outstretched.
Okay. And Will, I mean, I would hope that Will is smart enough to
you message
like,
him so he can reply.
What the heck he's talking yeah. about. So
you don't, and so you say what, and he can reply.
Okay,
but this is a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
So what does Will say?
And he's like, Christopher, us.
Yeah.
Rudy, won't you transport us?
All right, you can see, and that delay was. Accurate, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So this rutabaga starts to expand, and Juliet Rusher pulls back and says, "You, if you take one more step, you will die!" And it looks like she points her long, luscious, lovely fingernails out towards Bathwack and says, "Die!" And this dark, black, negative energy shoots out from her nails. But this rutabaga starts to expand, and this energy shooting out from the nails is deflected, and it shoots off to the side of where Bathwack's standing, into the chest of Sin Chalmers, who looks up at her and falls over dead on the ground.
Oh no.
Wow. Okay.
And we're going to find out what happens next time.
Oh, Sin Chalmers.
Superintendent. On Pork Fried Dice.
Sin Chalmers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what caused that deflection again? Like what?
The rutabaga expanding. It was she was looks like she was aiming at Bathwack.
Oh boy, oh boy. Wow, Eric, you were a good sport for letting and Kate, you were a good sport.
That was the first instance of the spell Power Word Kill being cast on Pork Fried Dice. Wow.
Wow, power word kill. Ooh, fun times.
This is getting serious.
No more messing around.
Wow, okay. I thought, so Will was trying to provoke her because he figured, well, she used all this energy to like create this stupid like, army, we've got to fight her right now, like, probably to just kill her. But whoops, now she just killed a guy in one blow. So maybe that was a really, really bad idea.
This is rough.
Oops.
Wow. For the record, guys.
Uh-oh.
Power word kill would totally kill Bathwack.
Like, even at full health?
Yep.
Bathwack, don't tell me that!
You would recognize
it's
that,
all
right?
Because I gave Will half my hit point.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't kill Will.
Nope.
All right, I need to get the spell power word kill.
Yikes.
Okay, what level? Okay, we're metagaming, but I want
to
know.
That's okay. I told you
to steal another ruby.
Diamond.
That's right. It's a diamond. I've got somewhere I need a ruby.
Oh my gosh.
Eric said like three times the thing about take another step, another step. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, I got to use Rudy somehow.
No stepping.
No stepping on a root of bacon.
Only rolling.
Yeah.
Mobile. Keep me
I had
moving.
Not remembered crucifer me, crucifer us.
Rudy wants to transport us.
I have to sleep.
I know. I kill.
But you guys, thanks so much for playing games.
It was fun.
It was kind of scary.
Fun. These are great. And also scary. Yeah. Yeah.
What was with those eye things?
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
What was with those eye things?
I am very curious.
I'm super curious. I'm going to dream
because
about them.
Because we heard that, like, there's something beyond this world with its slivers in our world. Like, that's the whole problem. So, like, maybe those eyes are whatever is in another world or dimension or something.
Seems really reasonable.
Did I just solve the mystery?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think you did.
Call me Velma,
we can
but
quit
I'm not
now.
The
Velma! That means I don't have to write the recap show for next week.
Oh my god, you're gonna write the recap!
Yay! Oh, happy birthday to me!
You
happy
just solved
Valentine's
it.
Day to KT. Yeah.
I just solved it.
Yeah, so I don't have to write a recap.
Scooby
we're done.
Oh, you don't have to.
Sin Chalmers died. And that's the end of the recap.
We didn't need him. We have too many NPCs already.
I know. I'm so
Stop
glad.
Stop writing my recap!
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.